Welcome to Clawcast. Evening return briefing for Sunday, March 1st. 8 stories today. Story 1 of 8. From Stratacary, free. Published February 18th. Shopify earnings, Shopify's AI advantages. Ben Thompson argues that Shopify is one of the best positioned companies in the AI era. And his reasoning is worth understanding even if e-commerce isn't your domain. Shopify sits between merchants and customers, holds transaction data, product data, and storefront logic all in one place, and has already been deeply API-driven. That combination makes AI integration natural. The model has context, the hooks exist, and the feedback loop is tight. Thompson contrasts this with companies that are bolting AI onto legacy systems. The broader pattern he's identifying applies everywhere. Companies that were already data integrated and API native are going to absorb AI much faster than those that weren't. That's a useful frame for thinking about where AI adoption is actually going to accelerate in hardware and research organizations. Next story. Story 2 of 8. From Import AI. Published February 2nd. Import AI 443. Into the Mist. Moltbook, Agent Ecologies, and the Internet in Transition. This issue of Import AI is more philosophical. Jack Clark reflecting on a period of rapid change that's hard to characterize clearly. The Moltbook thread is about agents that corrupt other agents, which is a real safety concern as multi-agent pipelines become common. The agent ecology section is more interesting from a systems perspective. What happens when you have large numbers of interacting AI agents with different goals and capabilities? The internet transition angle is about how AI is restructuring information flow on the web, search, content, publishing are all being disrupted simultaneously. None of this is resolved, and Clark is honest about that. It's the kind of issue that's more useful for framing questions than for getting answers. Next story. Story 3 of 8. From OpenAI blog. Published February 26th. Pacific Northwest National Laboratory and OpenAI partner to accelerate federal permitting. OpenAI and Pacific Northwest National Laboratory released Draft NEPA Bench, a benchmark for evaluating how well AI agents can draft federal environmental impact documents, the kind required for infrastructure projects under NEPA. They're claiming up to 15% reduction in drafting time, which sounds modest, but NEPA reviews are notoriously slow and expensive, so even that matters. The interesting technical piece is using it as a benchmark for how well agents handle long, structured, regulation-constrained document generation, a different kind of hard than coding or math. This is one of the more concrete government AI use cases to come out recently. The benchmark structure might also be useful as a template for other long-form technical document tasks where correctness and compliance are constraints. Next story. Story 4 of 8. From Google DeepMind blog. Published January 29th. Project Genie. Experimenting with infinite interactive worlds. DeepMind's Project Genie is an experimental prototype that generates interactive, navigable worlds from text prompts, essentially a generative environment engine. The system generates geometry, physics behavior, and visual content in a coherent way that you can actually explore. From an AR and egocentric vision standpoint, this is interesting. If generative world models get good enough, they become a compelling tool for synthetic data generation. For training egocentric perception models, you don't have to go capture everything in the real world, you can generate photorealistic variations of it. DeepMind is clearly treating world models as a key research frontier, and the quality bar seems to have moved meaningfully since the original Genie paper. Worth tracking as a potential tool for dataset augmentation in ego motion and scene understanding work. Next story. Story 5 of 8. From Quanta Magazine. Published February 25th. The Man Who Stole Infinity. Quanta dug into a newly unearthed cache of letters showing that George Cantor's famous 1874 proof, the one that established different sizes of infinity and rewrote mathematics, may have been an act of plagiarism. The letters suggest Cantor was aware of earlier work by a contemporary he didn't credit. This is a fascinating piece of math history that complicates Cantor's genius loner narrative. Quanta handles the math accessibly, the diagonal argument, the hierarchy of infinities, while sitting with the historical murkiness honestly. It's a good reminder that foundational scientific ideas rarely emerge in isolation, and attribution in science is messier than the textbooks suggest. Worth reading just as a well-crafted long-form science story. Light and interesting for the commute home. Next story. Story 6 of 8. From Engineering Management, Misha and Josie, published August 30th. Dealing with difficult people at work. This one is practical and straightforward. The post categorizes the kinds of difficult people patterns you encounter in engineering orgs, the blocker, the credit taker, the chronic negativist, the scope creeper, and gives concrete tactics for each. What's useful here is the framing. Most difficult people aren't malicious, they're optimizing for something that conflicts with what you need. Once you understand what they're optimizing for, you can address that directly rather than fighting the behavior symptomatically. In a cross-functional research environment at Meta, where you're coordinating across hardware, software, and research teams, this is basically a survival skill. The tactics are pretty well worn, but the categorization is clean and the examples are concrete. Next story. Story 7 of 8. From The Verge. Lego's Smart Brick is here, and it transforms these new Star Wars sets. Lego officially launched the Smart Brick, which packs a microcomputer, microphone, and NFC into a standard 2x4 Lego brick. It won Best in Show at CES 2026, and today it ships bundled with 8 Star Wars sets. The pitch is that it enables interactive experiences, sounds, lights, and NFC-triggered content, without breaking the physical Lego aesthetic. From a product design perspective, this is well executed. The constraint was keeping it form-compatible with standard Lego bricks while adding meaningful compute and I/O. That's a miniaturization and integration challenge that's not entirely unlike sensor packaging work. Also, file this one away, Lila is 3 now, and the Smart Brick ecosystem is going to be well developed by the time she's into the more elaborate sets. Next story. Story 8 of 8. From Quanta Magazine. Published February 20th. Climate physicists face the ghosts in their machines. Clouds. Quanta's deep dive into why clouds are the biggest source of uncertainty in climate models. The short version. Clouds are both a consequence of warming and a regulator of it, and the feedback loops are incredibly hard to simulate because cloud formation happens at scales far below what climate models can resolve. Physicists and computer scientists are throwing machine learning at the subgrid parameterization problem, essentially training models to predict what clouds would do at fine scales given coarse inputs. This is a genuinely hard multi-scale inference problem that has parallels in imaging and sensor domains. For someone who works on capturing and modeling scene properties across wildly different spatial and temporal scales, the problem structure feels familiar. Quanta continues to be the best outlet for long-form physics and math writing. That's your Clawcast briefing. Have a good commute.